Helpers live on hallowed ground. We're sitting here, slap in the middle of the time between Veterans Day and Thanksgiving Day. This period always reminds me of the time Fred Rogers, Mr. Rogers to you, said, "The older I get, the more convinced I am that the space between people who are trying their best to understand each other is hallowed ground." So, I guess we're resting on hallowed ground during a hallowed period. In case you missed Veterans Day, I may as well put in my less than 2 cents worth of opinion. To me, Veterans Day is a day to remember that countless men and women throughout the world have lost their lives, their limbs, their minds, in defense of something ethereal and ever-changing, something called peace. The people, the soldiers and freedom fighters, often lost everything of value in their lives just because they wanted to keep what is precious, knowing that should they themselves be exterminated, their efforts just might have been worth it to somebody else coming along, somebody else who was out of harm's way because of them. There are all kinds of soldiers and freedom fighters. Some wind up being martyred. Some wind up limping home to hold self and family together. Some simply disappear. Is it worth it, this relentless chase for freedom and peace, when we know full well that each peacetime is temporary? Each quiet moment of love and understanding could vanish in the next conflagration. There are two kinds of people in the world: those who look for trouble and conflict, and those who try to avoid or undo trouble and conflict. We'll be watching both kinds of people in the news between now and Thanksgiving. People who will fight just to win, and people who will fight in hopes of bringing joy and understanding to the world. Watch closely those factions in the Middle East, in Myanmar, in Washington, D.C., in Afghanistan, in the nervous streets and alleys of your own neighborhood. Fred Rogers said something else that I often think about. He said, "When I was a boy and I would see scary things in the news, my mother would always say to me, 'Look for the helpers. You will always find people who are helping.' To this day, especially in times of disaster, I remember my mother's words, and I am always comforted by realizing that there are so many helpers, so many caring people in this world." Well, don't despair, my children. No matter how much the news of the times seems destructive and hopeless, look out for the helpers, and do a little helping yourself. Even if the meek won't inherit the earth, we can at least contest the will.